It's the Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. Imagine having the chance to put aside multitasking and being able to focus on just one thing wholeheartedly. Well, that's exactly what Dory Greenspan did with cookies.
The more I thought about cookies, the more ideas I had. And when you're truly focused on one subject, your head almost explodes with ideas. You realize just how much you can do. It was fabulous. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I think, meringues. Oh, do they have to be sweet? What if you took the sugar out? What if they were hot and spicy and you could have them with a cocktail? I mean, this was such an exciting project for me.
Cocktail meringues? What an idea. Dory Greenspan, Unsung Spice Opportunities, and Pineapple Buns, anyone? This hour on The Splendid Table. This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. When it comes to how chefs create out-of-the-ordinary flavors, one thing you rarely hear about is the secret sauce that's used by a lot of them. That sauce is Lior Lev Sirkaris, a.k.a. a spice therapist. Lior has a spice shop, La Boite, in New York City. And there he conjures personal spice blends for chefs and others. A chef is going to give up a lot before parting with Lior's pot of flavorings. Now, for the rest of us, Lior's written a guide, The Spice Companion. Lior, great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Great being here.
So you've become famous for the unusual spices that you have at the shop, and also for the spice blends that you do. And now you've done this book, and it's essentially a guide or an encyclopedia. And there's some things in here that I don't think most of us run across on a daily basis or have had a chance to use. And frankly, what I've done is I've picked out three of them. And I'd love
Perfect.
For you to explain how we use them. And the first one is ajuan. Tell me the story of ajuan.
I myself, until probably 10 or so years ago, was not familiar also with ajuan. And as I was doing a lot of research and reading about spices, obviously one of the first places you're usually drawn to is India. And all of a sudden came these beautiful, cute little seeds that are a bit bigger than celery seeds, a bit smaller than cumin. Mm-hmm. With such